K-Chung Radio, 1630 on the AM dial, live and archived at kchungradio.org. K-Chung Radio is underground radio and relies on community support and contributions in order to survive. Everything we do is a result of volunteer labor. If you'd like to donate or find out more information, go to kchungradio.org. Good evening. I am Alina Samasuk, and you're listening to Touch Touch Publishing on K-Chung Radio. Touch Touch, K-Chung. Show number 8. Recorded on July 15th, 2012.
Love me, see you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind.
Yeah. poem Bittersweet by Alina Samasyuk, Alina Having. Bittersweet. Bittersweet, bittersweet, your thoughts are, well, indeed. The reasons for your morning glory are not the same, of sameness so loud and boring. Milk thistle, that helps me to keep going. Although sometimes the splash of loving and pouring out the sweet through you, slight bittersweet and maybe blue. The conversations of succession, the pompous bravos and recessions and just believing into me. How bittersweet of me. I step aside, you would not go. I smile and simply play a coy, and maybe a little bit of sparrow. My thoughts sometimes are wide and narrow. Sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm out, and you just wonder, what's that about? Your tries of catching me on lies, the only thing, I'd rather die than start imagining a story, creating characters. How boring. I'd rather bake a sweet, sweet pie, the apple one, where you can die from beating eggs with sugar and some flour for more not less than half an hour, than make some sweet, 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 sweet lies with bitter tasting in disguise. I love the happiness you bring, so rare though, sometimes so cling. The show you love to put on, though, not worth the price. I'd rather go and spend some time in bitter glory than me knowing all the real story of who's in and who's out and lecture on what's the world about. My love is endless, not my patience. I wish all well, and goodness gracious, it's not because I'm supreme. It's simple how one makes other feel in their respectful, thoughtful.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. To the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Indulging in my sadness and my tears, enjoying everything I left behind, deep voice of wisdom ringing in my ears, down, 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 desires broken, left with nothing, these eyes are looking into me, would you be interested in dancing? Me? Me. 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 The smell of wood, the smell of darkness, the smell of leaving me alone. I would be interested in passing through meadow before I'm 10 years old. The sweetness of the thought, the taste of madness, a little bit of happiness for once. Can cherries ripe a little faster? And run, 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 run. Why are these people so upsetting? Why no one loves without a thought? Can you be the one for everlasting? So I stay loved, loved, loved? I thought of you one early morning. Since then, I thought each single day. Can I find you a little faster? That will be my so lucky day. I love the creamy taste of chocolate. It makes me feel like time is paused. No hate, no sadness, no desire. Just pleasure, moments of perspire. And thoughts, 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 thoughts. The golden weed is kissing gently. Don't move too fast, it'll leave a scratch. Lay down, look up. You see, it's passing. The white, the fluffy, and the proud. The sun is kissing me and shadows. It's leaving me a little sad. Right now, the moment is relaxing. 'Cause I'm 5, not 29. I keep them close to hold the picture. I feel the wind, I smell the grass. The birds are singing summer feature. Play nice, play nice, play nice, play nice. The bubbles in the milk, the apples, the sweet, sweet, sweet sound of the train. Do you hear? It's finally approaching. She's coming, after days, weeks past. I lay and smell her sweaty armpits. I know now I'm very safe. I'm happy, warm, a little feisty. I still can do this, still the same. The distance is extremely painful. It makes me lose my strength and drive. I hope it is one of short lasting. It's been enough of 8 years buys. I'm happy of the life I'm gaining. To live, to love, to laugh, to cry. I'm pleased with people, monthly, daily. sometimes ignore, sometimes enough. This is my first poem that was written in English. I wrote it at 2 o'clock in the morning on June 11th, 2010. That's it.
Thank you. straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you write, I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your. And I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your.
By Alina Samasyuk, Alina Haven, June 19th, 2012. Friendships. There's nothing else. No, there isn't. Maybe tomorrow, maybe not. You start to see some things through a prism of doubt and hatred. That's a thought. When something breaks, it needs repair, some love and caring to flare into relationship or not. It becomes an organism of sort, the one you really have to touch with thought and passion and so much of one's attention and compassion, and careful not to slip into a crazy fashion of overdoing it a lot. This might be a saying of some sort, the one who loves, the one who kills. The one who doesn't drive the wheels of limitless and selfless pouring of one's ideas and the worry of others just around the dot of I and mine and ours. And one can spend so many hours of analyzing it a lot. No, I don't need this kind of actions that lack emotional transactions and only live on empty plots. I need the true. I need who cares. I need who passionately flares about an idea that is brought by interaction of creative, not by the blabber of inactive and growing any kind of thought except one's actions and discussions of maybe sexy little fashions of me-me-me's and I-I-I's and their constant crazy lies on making juicy story on making a character of glory. That if dug deep, would lock the substance. Like a soulless body that only functions on artificial transactions of things, and things, and some more things. Where is one's core? But that can be another story. I dream of perfect mahogory, a balanced layer of destruction, and layer of one's peaceful actions. The parasitic ones of sort you give, you take, you fight sometimes, and not about the crazy lice who gives a shit. Do you fight for glory? One fights for joy. One fights for kindness. One fights to grow enigmas thoughts.
not masturbate one's little highness with I'm right and you're not. Friendships by Alina Having, Alina Samasyuk.
Plain. Are you about. You know what I'm talking about? I don't sing, I just shout. But all on one note. I sing, 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 sing. Sing, 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 sing. Look at me, I just sting.
Listen. I'm just gonna talk and then I'm gonna trust you can edit because I just wanna fucking go. I just wanna fucking go. I just wanna fucking go. Okay, because I just wanna talk to you. I'm talking and you can make different stories from what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. I'm saying I don't give a fuck. But no, man, it's just so crazy how biology works, man. But basically, I fucked William F. Buckley Jr.'s great niece and she wanted it, dude. She said, she's like, I want your kid. She said, because it was the most sexy thing, dude. She came over to me and we were doing it, you know, and I said, sweetheart, I have to come, you know. And she said, yeah. And I said, I have to come. And she said, you could come inside me. Oh my gosh, the way she was on her back and she looked up at me and her eyes were just slit a little and she said, you can come in me. And I came in her, you know. And so I wasn't thinking at the time, okay? Because my family likes to fucking drink when I get in town, you know what I'm saying? So that day I was drinking from three in the afternoon, man. Just and so I get over there and it's this long story how we met, but basically, man, wow, I might have impregnated this girl. I might have a kid. And the crazy thing was she was like, listen, I picked you for a reason. My mom's rich, so the kid's gonna be fine. I'll tell you if it goes down, but I won't ask anything else of you. Crazy.
So anyway.
She wouldn't let her daughter go out on a date with anybody Wayne finally like snuck his way in there, and like after weeks and weeks and weeks, got in with this girl, and took her out, and he said that he came back to the apartment with a girl, and the girl in the bathroom, and she started going off on him saying, "I know you slept with my daughter. I know you did. You put your hands on her." And he says that he punched her in the face and knocked her out before, and got her back up and sat down before the girl came out of the bathroom. And me and my brother were like, we're calling bullshit on that.
What?
You're saying you punched this woman out?
Beep, beep, beep. Weeks later, after leaving your old man's house, you get a package in the mail. It is a brown paper bag, taped shut, with heavy tan packing tape and your old man's handwriting scrawled on it in a thick black marker. You open it up and pull the contents out. It's a green army shirt that was found in the closet of your aunt who had died. And the note from your old man inside explains that when he and your uncle were cleaning out your dead aunt's closet, he came across this army shirt that belonged to him. He thinks that perhaps your aunt had stole it from him when he returned from the war, and now he had it back, but he didn't want it, so he sent it to you. Would you like it? You pull the shirt out of the thick paper bag and hold it up. You hold it up to your face. You smell it. Tears well up in your eyes. You sniff the green army shirt again. You can smell your father's smell in the shirt. You can smell your uncle's smell in the shirt. You can smell your aunt's smell in the shirt. You can smell your grandfather's smell in the shirt. And you can smell your smell in the green army shirt that your father and your aunt wore. And all the scents smell the same in the green shirt, and all of them smell distinct from one another at the same time. There's a feeling like you have been punched in the nose. There's a pain behind your face and a warm tingling feeling behind your face, and the tears that welled in your eyes now fall and roll down your face. They are hot tears. Your stomach is sick. The next morning you wake up and you lay on your green cot, and in the morning light you look at the green shirt that hangs on your wall. You get up and you eat breakfast and you leave your room all day. When you return, you see the green army shirt hanging on the wall. Now it's late. You go over to the jacket and you press your face to it. The smell, it's faded. A month later, you press your face to the green shirt one last time. Gone. The smell, it's gone.
What do you think about this virus trying to paralyze your face? Do you take it personally?
Yeah, I think I do, actually. It's really strange. I kind of have a helpless. It gives me kind of a helpless feeling. It just makes me uncomfortable. I just kind of feel like I can't be myself, you know, because your face is just such a part of how you communicate and how you interact with people, how you, you know, and then to have only half of it, it's like I lack a little bit of confidence, you know? Yeah. It kind of feels claustrophobic. I feel kind of like trapped a little bit, kind of like I want to like express myself or laugh or whatever, but it's kind of like it's not gonna a defenseless feeling that I get, like a weak feeling, you know. It's like that feeling when you have the flu, when you just feel so terrible, you feel like you're gonna die, you know. I think and it's just like there's nothing you can do about it. It's just like it just seems like it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. This shit's weird. It's just half of my face, you know, just gone, you know. Did I tell you this? That my boss, like, he thinks that it's all a joke and that I'm actually practicing for a part to be a pirate? Did I tell you that shit, dude? I did a Casanova role. My boss went and saw me do that role. Yeah. He's like, that's what you need, man. Because he had a hat kind of like a... he had a hat with, like, a feather in it. It's like one of those, medieval hats. He's like, yeah, just get that hat, put it on, twist it to the side and shit, just... See, and you know, and what's funny about it is, like, this is funny, and it's kind of a little bit like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. But, you know, believe it or not, actually, it's really nice to just, for something scary like this, to just, like, be able to laugh about it and to really, like, challenge myself to believe that, yeah, I'll be fine soon, you know?
K-Chung Radio, 1630 on the AM dial, live and archived at kchungradio.org. K-Chung Radio is underground radio and relies on community support and contributions in order to survive. Everything we do is a result of volunteer labor. If you'd like to donate or find out more information, go to kchungradio.org. Thank you.
Touch, touch, K-Chung.